This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology. Brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
at GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku and Science Fantastic. We profile the amazing, jaw-dropping scientific discoveries which are revolutionizing the world and touching our lives. And in this hour, once again, this hour is your hour. This is a time when you can take over the airwaves. This is the time when you can get on national radio and ask that question, make that comment that's always been bugging you. Have you ever walked down the street and just simply looked up at the clouds, the mountains, and you wonder, what is it all about? I mean, where did the mountains come from? The oceans? Where did I come from? What does it all mean? Well, find out by giving us a call. You can call our hotline number, 612-564-8135. You'll get a recording. Leave your name, call letters to the radio station you're listening to, if you're listening to one, and the city you're calling from, and ask that question. Make that comment. Be part of the March of Science. And remember that if you have a question, no matter how dumb or silly it may sound, chances are hundreds of other people have exactly that same dumb question percolating in their mind too. So why not share some of your thoughts on national radio? And some of the dumbest thoughts sometimes are the most profound of all. Did you realize that one of the greatest revolutions of all time was the Industrial Revolution? And it, in turn, was in part set into motion when a 23-year-old man asked the simple question, does the moon also fall? Such a dumb question, does the moon also fall? He saw an apple fall on his estate, and then he looked up, and then he saw the moon, and then he said, well, if apples can fall to the earth, why not the moon? And then he visualized himself sitting on the top of a mountain, and a cannonball shoots in one direction. And then he realized that if he shot the cannonball fast enough, eventually it would go around the earth and hit him in the back of his head. Well, that young man was called Isaac Newton. What he discovered was the universal law of gravitation and the laws of mechanics. Think about that. The Industrial Revolution, the revolution of machines, would have been impossible without Newtonian mechanics allowing us to calculate with mathematical precision the forces acting on skyscrapers, rockets, automobiles, all of it from Newtonian mechanics. And all of it, in turn, came from a stupid question, does the moon also fall? By the way, the answer is yes. The moon is in free fall. It doesn't hit the earth because the earth curves around it. But yeah, the moon is in free fall. In fact, if you think about it, almost everything is in free fall. When you walk, you're actually hopping and then falling, hopping and falling. Walking is actually, for the most part, being in free fall. And so now you begin to realize the importance of Newton's laws of motion. They govern all of the mechanical motions that we see around us. Truly amazing. And it all came when an unemployed man, 23 years old, came from Cambridge because the plague had closed Cambridge University down. And then he asked himself a dumb question, does the moon also fall? Well, also go to my website to find out more about Einstein, about atomic physics, about medicine, the future of the job market. Go to mkaku.org, mkaku.org, and find out about the 4 New York Times bestsellers that I've written. My latest one is called The Future of Humanity, talking about terraforming Mars. making a permanent moon base, going to the asteroid belt, and finding a new destiny in outer space. And then my book, The Future of the Mind, I talk about telepathy, telekinesis. Did you know that we can photograph dreams now? Did you know that we can connect the brain to a computer? My colleague, Stephen Hawking, who passed away recently, he communicated telepathically. They put a chip in his right glass, which picked up radio messages from his brain, amplified them, sent them to a laptop, and it allowed him to type by thinking. Telepathy made possible because of physics. So find out more by getting a copy of my earlier book, The Future of the Mind. And then Physics of the Impossible, I go 500 years into the future, but we might have starships. We might have teleportation. All the stuff you see on Star Trek might be ours in the coming centuries. So find out more by going to my website, mkaku.org. And once again, why should we scientists have all the fun? Why don't you get on the telephone and be part of the March of Science? Give us a call at 612-564-8135. Okay, well, without further ado, let's move on to the first listener phone call.
Hey, this is Armand from Queens, and I listen to you on YouTube. I was wondering how fast we're moving through the universe. Can you give me a specific number? And I love your show. Thank you very much, and have a great day.
Well, you ask a simple but rather embarrassing question because there's no simple answer to your question. First of all, the Earth goes around its axis. In 24 hours, you go around the Earth. Circumference is 24,000 miles. You divide, and you come up with an astounding number that you are going around the Earth at the rate of 1,000 miles an hour. Amazing. You don't feel it, of course, because you're stuck here on the planet Earth. But literally, with regards to the space around you, you are traveling right now at about 1,000 miles an hour. But, of course, that's relative to what? Well, that's relative to the sun. But you see, we're also going around the sun. And we go around the sun. You can calculate it because the circumference of the Earth's orbit around the sun is 2 times the radius, which is 93 million miles, times pi. That's a huge number. And we go around it in 365 days. You divide, and bingo, you now calculate the velocity of the Earth going around the sun. But, hey, it doesn't stop there. We're also going around the galaxy. At the center of the galaxy, there's a gigantic black hole. It weighs 2 to 3 million times the mass of our own sun, and we are rotating around that black hole. And, well, using, again, simple geometry, you can calculate the velocity of your body going around the black hole at the center of the galaxy. But it doesn't stop there. You see, we are also moving around the center of the local cluster of galaxies, which include Andromeda Galaxy, and then that, in turn, is expanding with the Big Bang itself. So you can see that an answer to a simple question, how fast are you traveling, has many answers depending upon in relationship to what? In relationship to the diameter, the Earth's axis, you're traveling at 1,000 miles per hour. But with a little bit of mathematics, you can calculate how fast you're moving around the sun, how fast you're moving around the galaxy, and then how fast you're moving with respect to the Big Bang itself. So there are many answers to such a simple question. By the way, this had implications in a famous science fiction story written by H.G. Wells. H.G. Wells wrote a story since made into a movie where a man walks down a street and suddenly the gods in the heavens, as a quirk, decide to give him the power of creation itself. Any wish, and things will come true. So what did he wish for? Well, I'll tell you after the break. Once again, this is Dr. Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic. And give us a call at 612-564-8135 and learn about the incredible scientific discoveries happening even as we speak.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we profile some of the most amazing developments in science. And before the break, we had a question from a listener asking about, well, what happens when robots gradually become like us? And then the question is, what about emotions and feelings? And how close can robots come close to us? Well, first of all, there is such a thing as a science of emotions. At MIT, for example, at the Artificial Intelligence Laboratory, they're trying to create emotional robots. Now, you may say to yourself, why? Why would anyone want to create a robot that can cry or laugh? Well, first of all, some of these robots already have a practical application, and that is they're used in nursing homes where people get lonely and need a companion, and they want to talk to something. Of course, you can't have a caretaker there 24 hours a day. However, emotional robots are one pioneering area that MIT scientists are looking into. First of all, it's rather easy to simply understand the emotions of the face. Face recognition technology already has given us the ability to identify anger and puzzlement and things like that in the human face. That's not the problem. Also, we can mimic the muscles of the human face to mimic fear and mimic joy and things like that. That's not the problem either. The problem is to figure out when things are appropriate. Because if you give the wrong emotion for a certain situation, people get insulted. They get angry. If, for example, you're grieving because a relative died, and here's this wiseacre robot laughing and joking, you get insulted. And so it's much more complicated to figure out when certain emotions are to be required and when certain emotions are not to be used. But again, the first application is in places where we have loneliness. And we also see them in Japan. In Japan, where we have an aging population, and also at MIT, where we have experiments done on nursing homes, we find that these emotional robots are actually quite good, that they do give a sense of companionship to people who are normally lonely and cannot afford to have 24-hour care. That, of course, is not the real thing. But it's better than nothing. And as time goes by, we'll have robots that are more and more accurate in terms of their understanding the emotional state of another person. Now, if you watch Star Trek, there is Data, the robot that wants to become human. And we find that things are done inappropriately. Data laughs at the wrong points, misunderstands simple human behaviors, and it's going to take time. But it's not out of the question. The difficult thing is to figure out when certain emotions are appropriate and when certain emotions are not appropriate. And then the next question is, can the robots really feel this thing, or is it simply mimicking, like a tape recorder, an emotion? In other words, if a robot seems to cry, is the robot really crying because it feels bad, or is it simply pushing a button that says, time to cry? Well, I think the two are quite different today because our technology is quite primitive. But as time goes by, in the future, the two will become indistinguishable. That is, robots which can push the button which says, time to cry, and actually, quote, feeling crying, feeling sadness, will become closer and closer with time, so that for all intents and purposes, we will be able to interact with robots that feel sad. Now, I should also point out that there's something called the uncanny valley. Now, let's say that you get a robot that is emotional, but is not quite there, doesn't quite look human, but tries to be human, and makes emotions that are slightly inappropriate. What do? You get the creeps. You say, this is really creepy. For example, think of Halloween. During Halloween, what do you have? Inappropriate emotions. You see ghouls and monsters smiling at you. And it freaks us out. We feel really creepy seeing somebody that is obviously a monster grinning and smiling at us. So inappropriate emotions make our skin crawl. And this is called the uncanny valley. If a robot is quite unhuman looking, we can look at it, laugh at it, and analyze it. But as it becomes more and more human-like, and still makes slight mistakes, and is not quite looking human, we get a creepy feeling, and that's called the uncanny valley. And then, of course, when the robot has perfect emotions and perfect feeling, then we accept it as a sentient being. But before then, we get the creeps. And, of course, at Halloween, many people who make Halloween masks know this, inappropriate emotions. And that's going to be a problem for robots for quite a while to get the emotions right. For example, one scientist pointed out to me that if you have a father with a towel slapping the butt of a son, on one hand, the son could say, oh, my father is being playful, and the son will start to laugh when the father whips a towel at the son's butt. But if it hurts, and the father starts to grin in a bad way, then the son starts to cry because he knows that it was meant as punishment. So the slightest The slightest difference in a person's facial expression can signal the difference between happiness and sadness. And at the present time, robots are far from being able to master these simple emotions. Okay, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Paul Kruger, intern out in Florida. I'm just responding to a tweet. This is the question. In the search for dark matter and dark energy, is there a possible link between these and primordial antimatter? What became of the energy released when said antimatter was annihilated by matter at the time of the Big Bang, and could that be related to dark stuff?
Well, you ask a question for which there's no simple answer, but first of all, let's define the terms. Dark matter, we know, exists, but it's invisible. And we have maps of dark matter, but no one's ever seen dark matter on the planet Earth. Therefore, it's one of the most mysterious of all substances, but ironically enough, it makes up most of the universe. Most of the matter, by a factor of 10, most of the matter in the universe is actually not ordinary matter at all. It's dark matter. Then there's dark energy, which is the energy of the vacuum. It is also invisible, and it is responsible for pushing the galaxies apart, and that's called the Big Bang. So you got that? Dark matter surrounds the galaxy, holds the galaxy together, is invisible, but is ordinary matter. Then we have dark energy, which is energy that is pushing the galaxies apart, and that is causing the expansion of the universe. Then, if that's not complicated enough, we have antimatter. Now, antimatter already exists. It was postulated around 1928 by physicist Paul Dirac, and he realized that Einstein's equation, E equals mc squared, was not quite right. When you take the equation E equals mc squared, which even children know, you have to take a square root. And therefore, it's actually E equals plus or minus mc squared. I repeat, Einstein's famous equation is actually slightly wrong. Einstein, of course, knew this. The correct equation is E equals plus or minus mc squared, but the minus was once thought to be rather useless. I mean, who needs negative matter, right? Well, this is where antimatter comes in, because then Dirac stated that, well, you just can't throw away the minus sign. It has a role to play, and that is antimatter. Now, antimatter is visible. We don't know what it looks like, but if you had enough of it, it should look like ordinary matter. It has all the electrical properties of ordinary matter. And so we think if you have anti-atoms, you can eventually create anti-molecules and eventually anti-objects and anti-people. That's right. We think we can create people made out of antimatter. And of course, we haven't done that. We've only made tiny snippets of antimatter in the laboratory. Back when I was in high school, I played with antimatter for my science fair project. So then the question is there a relationship between all three? First of all, antimatter is not dark matter. We can rule that out right now, because dark matter does not have charge. Antimatter does. And so we can rule that out immediately. But what about dark matter and dark energy? The short answer is we don't know. However, let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, I'll give you the leading theory about what dark matter is. Give us a call at 612-564-8135, and maybe you can get on Science Fantastic.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
People who don't normally file tax returns but want to receive a coronavirus stimulus payment finally have a clear way to get their information to the federal government. The IRS released a new simple tax return tool that can be filled out online geared toward low-income people who aren't required to file tax returns. The stimulus bill based eligibility for the checks on federal tax returns, sparking confusion on how non-tax filers would qualify and how the IRS would know where to send the cash. Anyone who already filed a federal tax return does not need to fill out the form. People who get Social Security, retirement, or disability benefits do not need to fill out the form. After submitting the form, you'll get an email telling you whether or not it was successful and how to fix it if it wasn't. The CARES Act, President Donald Trump signed into law, authorized one-time cash payments of up to $1,200 for an individual, plus another $500 for parents of children 16 or younger. This is USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology. Right now, it's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, the lines are open. You're not going to get a busy signal. You'll get right to us. So, the number to call, if you want to ask that question that's always been bothering you about science, you can call us at 612-564-8135. And again, leave your name, call letters of the radio station you're listening to, the city you're calling from, and ask that question. Make that comment that's always been bugging you about science. Okay, well, before the break, we had a quick question about three things: dark matter, dark energy, and antimatter. What's the relationship between all three? First of all, antimatter exists. We create beams of antimatter at the Large Hadron Collider outside Geneva, Switzerland. So antimatter is not the mystery that it used to be decades ago. In fact, on Star Trek, it is absolutely true that maybe one day we'll have antimatter engines. Not at the present time. Antimatter is extremely expensive to make. It would cost trillions of dollars to make even a few grams of antimatter. So antimatter is not so mysterious. But dark energy is mysterious. We simply don't know what dark matter and dark energy are. Dark matter holds the galaxy together, so we know how important it is. Without dark matter, our galaxy would have flung apart billions of years ago. The leading theory of dark matter, which is not proven, the leading theory is that it's a higher octave of the string, that we are the lowest vibration of tiny vibrating strings. The universe is a symphony of strings, and we just happen to be the lowest octave. However, everybody knows there are other octaves out there, higher notes. And these higher notes have names. One of them is the Fotino. And the Fotino is, in fact, the leading candidate for dark matter. So we think that dark matter is ordinary matter vibrating at a much different frequency, and the frequency given by string theory. And if you want to know more about this, get a copy of my book, Parallel Worlds, where I talk about dark matter and string theory. Okay, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hello, Dr. Kaku. My name is Albert. I'm in San Jose, California, and I listen to you on YouTube. First of all, as always, I think it's a great honor to be able to ask you a question. First of all, about parallel universes and time travel, I'm a little bit somewhat confused. I want to ask you something about this. Suppose you want to go back in time, that there's a method. Now, the steps involved in the method, how would you choose which parallel universe to go back into time to avoid the paradox? In other words, if you go back in one parallel universe that does not, maybe nature has somehow safeguarded, correct me if I'm not right, nature won't allow us to go back in time in this same universe, only in parallel universes, to avoid the paradox. So I just wanted to clear that up a little bit. So yeah, if you go back in time, okay, and let's say you always had that little example, you met your mother and you fell in love with her and so forth and so on. I found it a little amusing. But it's true, though. Then there would not be any type of paradox, would it? Thank you. Have a great day. Thank you.
Okay, well, I'll answer that question after the break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. And after the break, I'm going to answer the question. What happens if you go backwards in time and your mother falls in love with you before you're born? You're in deep doo-doo if that happens. Well, stay tuned and we'll answer the question of what happens when you go backwards in time and really mess things up. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Well, welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Before the break, we had a question about time travel. What happens if you go backwards in time and really mess up the past so that the present is not possible? The simplest time travel, which gives you a paradox, is you go backwards in time and meet yourself as a young kid, and then you kill him. What happens? You just committed suicide in the past, so how could you be born? How could you be alive to go backwards in time when you just killed yourself in the past? Well, what happens if you go backwards in time and your mother falls in love with you before you're born? How can you be born if your father and mother never got together because you interfered? Well, the brain goes crazy thinking about these things, but let me summarize the state of affairs. First of all, Einstein thought that time is not a straight arrow, like Newton thought, but more like a river which can bend and meander. And the new wrinkle that even Einstein realized is that the river of time can have forks. Forks in the river of time and whirlpools. If you have a whirlpool in the river of time, then time travel is possible, and all the paradoxes of time travel have to be taken very seriously. And then in 1949, Kurt Gödel, the famous mathematician, one of the greatest mathematicians of the millennia, came up with a solution of Einstein's equation which did allow for time travel. If the universe rotated and you were to go around the rotating universe, you'd go backwards in time. Einstein was disturbed. He was really disturbed because here was a solution which seemed to defy common sense, staring at him in the face. In Einstein's memoirs, he said that we can dismiss this for physical reasons, i.e., the universe does not rotate. The universe expands, as in the Big Bang, but it means that if the universe did rotate, then time travel would be commonplace. Well, Einstein thought that was an anomaly, but since then, we physicists have discovered scores of time travel solutions, which makes things embarrassing. In fact, we even give them a name, CTC, closed time-like curves. So if you want to know how a scientist views time travel, don't Google time travel. You'll get all the science fiction. Instead, Google CTC, or closed time-like curves. And you're going to find out how real physicists deal with time travel. Now, how do we deal with the paradoxes? There are several ways of dealing with the paradoxes. The first way is something I don't believe in, and that's been proposed by Professor Novikov of Russia. And he says, when you go back in the past, things are self-consistent, so it was
meant to be that way. You, in some sense, fulfill the past. It was meant to be that way, and there are no paradoxes. Well, personally, I find that really hard to believe, that if you go backwards in time and really mess things up, then it was meant to be that way, and so there are no paradoxes. I find it a little bit hard to believe that. I believe in the quantum theory, which simply says that you enter a parallel universe. In quantum mechanics, which is the leading theory of all matter, like atomic physics that we teach in graduate school, time can fork into two rivers. Each time a decision is made, the river of time forks into two rivers. These are called quantum events. And it simply means that if you go backwards in time, you enter a different time stream. So that when you save Abraham Lincoln from being assassinated at the Ford Theater, you're saving somebody else's Abraham Lincoln, not your own Abraham Lincoln. So there are no paradoxes. This means, of course, that there could be other parallel universes where things are messed up and things really are goofy, but that's a whole other question. So what does this have going for it? What it has going for it is that quantum mechanics, no matter how goofy it sounds, is really true. It really is the way things are. That our brain, which is classical and Newtonian, our brain which believes that everything happens in definite states, that the past is the past and the future is the future, well, that's wrong. There are apparently other parallel universes. And then the last question that everyone asks is, can you go between universes? That is, if you go backwards in time, and let's say you wind up in a universe that you don't like, can you go backwards again and enter a different universe? Or let's say in one universe, a loved one is alive, in another parallel universe, a loved one is dead. Then the question is it possible to go between universes to bring back the dead? Well, it turns out that in principle, quantum mechanics does allow you to go between universes, but it is astronomically difficult. Don't expect anyone to do that anytime soon. In other words, it takes an energy of a black hole, fantastic energy, to do this, and it's not going to happen anytime soon. But let's take a short commercial break, and after the break, we'll get more into traveling between parallel universes. The number to call is 612-564-8135.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you helped?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Before the break, we had a question about time travel. What do physicists think about going backwards in time to perhaps a parallel universe? Would that allow you to solve all the time travel paradoxes, like what happens if you kill your parents before you're born? And the answer is yes. If you wind up on a different timeline, then you kill your parents before you're born, then it turns out that the people that you just killed look like your parents, have the same genes as your parents, but are actually copies of your parents in a parallel universe. That's how we get around all the time travel paradoxes. So take any movie that you've seen about time travel, and draw a timeline, and you can see how the timeline splits and breaks apart, but you can graph exactly what happens each time you enter the time machine. So there are no paradoxes. And then the last question is, can you move between parallel universes? In principle, the answer is yes, but to open up a parallel universe requires enormous amounts of energy comparable to a black hole. So don't think that any inventor is going to create a black hole and a time machine in their basement. It's not going to happen anytime soon. Now, some people think maybe there's a loophole there, because it turns out if you look at Einstein's equations very carefully, it depends on the speed of light. Therefore, if you could alter the speed of light, then the amount of energy necessary to build a time machine can be made smaller. In fact, there are some people who say, aha, that's the loophole in Einstein's equations which allow for time travel. Change the speed of light, which you can do in the laboratory. Well, not so fast. It turns out that in the laboratory, yeah, you can slow down time, but it's an illusion. In fact, I once took a film crew to Harvard University where we filmed this effect. We actually filmed the effect of light slowing down. Now, how does that work? Light in a vacuum always travels at the speed of light. So between two atoms, light is traveling at the speed of light. But when it hits an atom, it gets absorbed, and then a fraction of a second later, it's shot out again with a time delay. So the time delay gives you the illusion that light has slowed down. It hasn't slowed down at all. Between atoms, the speed of light is the speed of light. But because it hits an atom and is absorbed and then re-radiates a split second later, there's a delay time. For example, think of the early Pony Express. Remember way back in the 1800s before telegraph wires came in? People would get on horses and ride horses between point A and point B. Once they went to point B, they would rest, get on another horse, and then shoot again to point C. Well, of course, between outposts, you are traveling at the speed of a horse. But the average velocity was much less, giving you the illusion that the speed of the horse was less than it really is. So that's how the so-called loophole in Einstein's equations is not a loophole at all. In other words, to sum up, sorry about that, time travel still is extremely hard to perform, requiring energies comparable to a black hole. And we can barely control the energy of a furnace, let alone the power of a star or even that of a black hole. Sorry about that. Okay, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
My name is Chris Nelson. I'm calling from Toronto, Ontario. I have a question. During the last post-extinction of mankind 70,000 years ago, is it possible that we had were evolved enough and smart enough at that time to build the pyramids, to have built Atlantis, to actually had the vehicles that had flight, that we actually carved all the lines in Peru? That's my question. I'll wait for your answer. Thank you.
Okay, well, you ask a very interesting question. Let's break it down into its components. Yes, first of all, 70,000 years ago, roughly speaking, something happened that was catastrophic that killed off most humans. By looking at the DNA, you can recreate a genetic map of the human race showing that there is a pyramid, and at the tip of the pyramid is when early humans regenerated the entire human race. Something wiped out almost the entire human race, leaving only, ta-da, a few hundred, maybe 1,000, people to repopulate the entire Earth. Some catastrophe happened, and if you go to the geological history books, there was something catastrophic 70,000 or so years ago, and that was the eruption of the Toba volcano in Indonesia, which blanketed Africa with soot, changed the weather, destroyed much of the life and vegetation in Africa, and we think that's the reason why only a handful of us, a few hundred of us, survived to repopulate the entire human race. Now, that was about 70,000 years ago when it was still in the Ice Age. Then, 10,000 years ago, something magical happened. Because before then, we were still savages. We operated in small tribes of maybe 100, 200 people. We were scavengers in the ice. It was a hard living. Cities did not exist. Because, of course, if the buffalo left, if the antelope left, and you were still there in a city, you'd starve to death. You followed the game. This was before farming. As a consequence, we lived in small pockets with no accumulated technology. The technology necessary to cut stone and to create advanced tools and clothing did not exist because we had to carry on your back everything that you owned. We were nomads. Nomads going between point A and point B, desperately trying to find food. Then the ice melted 10,000 years ago. Then we started to get cities and accumulate knowledge, which then gave us about 5,000 or so years ago the pyramids. And so the technology of the ancients, talking about Atlantis and cities and stuff like that, that's recent on a scale of maybe 4,000 to 5,000 years, but the extinction event was 70,000 years ago. Okay, well, unfortunately, that's it for Science Fantastic. Once again, join us every week by giving us a call at 612-564-8135, and maybe you can get on national radio with your question.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.